We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Radio 99 The Game. We are going straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find Fox 5 Atlanta sports director. He's also a former Dog and sideline analyst for them, as for the Atlanta Falcons. DJ Shockley joining us yet again here on the morning shift. What's up, DJ?
What up? I mean, first off, whose idea was it to play Go DJ?
Bo Johnson.
I just gave Bo Johnson a chef's kiss. I was like, God, that is so beautiful,
Yes. Mine too. Well, I like that. I appreciate that.
Well, DJ, like Mike here, you have a draft day memory. You got a phone call from the Atlanta Falcons. Can you recall what that day was like for you when you found out that you had been selected?
Yes. Well, mine probably took a little bit longer than everybody else's.
That's all right.
Not being drafted to the seventh round.
A phone call is a phone call, man.
Not everybody gets drafted.
Didn't take as long as Brock Purdy's day, I'll tell you that much.
That's true. But I'll tell you this. When I finally got the call, I actually sent him the voicemail. Like, I didn't even answer it because, obviously, being from Atlanta, I'm like, man, here comes somebody else calling trying to see if I got drafted yet. So I actually sent him to the voicemail. And then when the number called right back, I said, oh, this might be somebody special. So I answered the phone. It was Arthur, and talked to him, talked to Jim Moore. So it was actually pretty cool to actually finally get that call. But the first time, I actually sent him to the voicemail, and I'm glad they hit redial on it.
Hilarious, man.
Yeah, and
hilarious.
Then they made you go through a training camp with Bobby Petrino a year later. It was kind of cruel and unusual punishment, DJ.
Stop it.
All right. Yeah. All right, Shock. I don't know if you've been listening. I know you're always listening because you're a member of Squid Nation. But I have been killing our mock draft that Mike and I are doing through the show. I mean, I traded back and got Dallas Turner and a first round next year. What DJ Shockley is now that, you know, you've pushed Terry out of the way and you're like, I'm making this draft pick.
Yeah, Shock's behind the wheel.
What are you doing tonight, DJ? What is DJ Shockley doing? I don't care what the scenario is. I want to know what you're doing tonight on draft night and where you're picking for the Falcons.
Yeah. First off, you guys followers are pretty fun to listen to. I actually do listen to you guys, and the banter back and forth is always good. It feels like the locker room for sure. Y'all guys going at it. But if I had the opportunity, I would be in a similar boat as you, Squid, but I would not be, you know, kind of going backwards. I would stay where I'm at, because I think you got an opportunity right there at 8 to do whatever you want to do. And there is a possibility for, hey, if there are a couple teams behind you, if you think about, you know, the Vikings at 11 and Denver at 12 who want to move up, there is a chance that, hey, if the price is right, yeah, you can actually pull that and say, all right, I got a chance to get more draft pick. But if I'm the Falcons and it's not as enticing as you think, you stay there, you get the guy you want. And for me, it's got to be that edge rusher. And for me, I'm all on board with Dallas Turner. I think a lot of people have mocked him. Everybody's talked about him going to the Falcons. And over the years, I have talked myself out of this, you know, spot that the Falcons have been at, because it seems so obvious. Like the last few years, you talk about guys who you should take there, like Bijan last year, and everybody saying Bijan should go there. I was like, there's no way this is going to happen. It sounds too obvious. And I think it's the kind of scenario we have this year. You're going to have your pick of whoever you want at that number 8 spot. And depending on what goes on around you, I think you still have a chance to stay there and get the guy you want. That turns that guy, I think you go get him. And for me, here's the guy that I want who coming off that edge.
Well, DJ, this is going to serve two purposes to have you on, because it's part of my mock for Mike's Mafia. I got back and got positions of need. In my opinion, at 76, I took Kamari Lassiter, and at 80, I took Cedric Van Pran. Those two guys, to me, are mid-round, third-round type guys, but I think they're really both going to have good careers. Just talk about those two guys in the Georgia uniform and what you see for them in the NFL.
Yeah, I've had a unique opportunity to be around those dudes for the last, you know, 3 years, and just watching their mental makeup, I think, is the most important thing about these guys. You can turn on the tape and see the physical attributes, but getting to know these guys, sitting down in interviews with them and just talking to them, you know, in game and seeing some of the things that they talk about, these are guys that I think are absolutely going to play at least 10 years in the National Football League because of the work ethic, for one, but because of the mental makeup that they have. Cedric Van Praan is a guy who, Mike, you'll love this, is a guy who played offensive line who just didn't look at, okay, here comes a Sam Mike Blair. Here comes a nickel off the edge. This guy understood, okay, here's rotation of the safeties. Mm. Here comes a cover two. Here comes a cover. I mean, he knew that much in depth about the defense.
Yes.
And that tells you how smart he is. And coming into an NFL, he's already kind of prepared to play a big role in that center spot. And you need that from a guy, especially at that position. And Kamari, you look at some of the things that he can do. Obviously, a big-time lockdown corner on the outside. I know he didn't run as fast as he wanted to, but you're telling him to take the dude is fast enough. And there was a game this year versus Missouri where they put him in the slot, and he locked down Luther Burden, one of the top receivers in the country. And this was something that he hadn't really shown all year. So the versatility that he shows, I think, is going to be tremendous on the next level, and they can really put him anywhere they want to. And I think he's a more fluid player than we saw a couple of years ago than Keelan Ringo. He's a guy who has that, I think, the ability to break balls up. He understands route recognition. And both those guys, I think, will play 10 years in the National Football League. Physically, they can do it. But mentally, I think, is what's the difference.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Shock, I got a little follow-up on Van Praan. By the way, DJ Shockley, Fox 5 News, Atlanta Falcons, UGA. I mean, you work for like three or four different – no, he's part of the nation. Shock, I've seen some stuff where – and I was joking with Mike earlier because he picked Van Praan. I was like, oh, he's undersized, just trying to do the, you know, the banter you talked about. But is he a guy that is going to struggle with the size that he is? I've seen some stuff that kind of lowered his draft stock because of his size.
No, I don't think so, man. I think, yeah, size is a big part of it. You look around and some of the other guys who are, you know, maybe a little bit taller, maybe a little bit bigger and 300-plus, and those are the more enticing guys on the inside because you think about, hey, they got to go against a David Onyemata or a Grady Jarrett every week, and you got to have guys who can hold up. But I think this guy's played so much football, and he's played in the SEC, and I think that's the closest thing you can get to playing in the National Football League. And you look at some of the guys – around the country that he's had to go against. You think about some of the guys that he's had to play against. Think about he had to go against Jordan Davis for the last 2-3 years, and obviously that made him better because it made Jordan Davis better because of what they did in the game. So I think he will hold up just fine. As Mike knows, this is all about angles. It's all about understanding, you know, where you're headed, where that guy's headed, understanding the technique, getting your hands on the guy first, all that kind of stuff. He has it. So I don't think it'll be that big of a deal that he's a little bit undersized. But like I said, he's smart enough to understand if he's got a guy in front of him that's a lot bigger or a lot stronger, he knows how to play against a guy like that.
DJ, I hate referring to Squid Nation in any capacity, but for the sake of this question, I will need to do that. Squid Nation did draft Ladd McConkey out of the University of Georgia with the 43rd overall pick. If a team does take McConkey that high, or even just in general, what are they getting out of a receiver?
Just an unbelievable guy. And I say unbelievable guy, that's on and off the field. And one of the most respected guys that you'll ever be around to play for. He's just one of those guys that you enjoy talking to, you want to be around. But then you get him on the field and you say, man, there's no way this guy's going to cook me. And I watch this guy every time during the season where I'm on the sideline talking to guys and they're like, all right, here comes a double move. Watch this double move by Ladd and completely – just turns the dude around. He can run every route in the arsenal for any team. And you saw the speed he had. You saw his 5'10" be one of the fastest, you know, out of the receivers coming out this year. And the guy's not afraid to go over the middle. The guy's made big-time catches. And, yeah, he had some injuries this past season, but that was the first time he had been injured, I don't know, in, you know, a few years. And it tells you that he has a durability factor. But the fact that this guy is as smart as it gets, he's as smart as a quarterback. He understands where he needs to be in zone. He knows how to, you know, turn a guy's hip in man coverage. He knows how to stem and find ways to get open. He is a guy that I think, again, whoever's ends up drafting Ladd McConkey, you understand this guy is a lot better than you think, and the film does not do him justice. You have to see this guy in person run. You got to see him maybe get off versus man coverage and get off versus press coverage and have the ability to be able to shake guys. And what he does after the catch is pretty fun to watch, too. So Ladd is one of those complete receivers that came to Georgia as a very underrated player and turned into one of their best players in program history. So it's going to be fun to see where he lands, and I think wherever he goes, he's going to be a real asset to him.
Sounds like I made a good pick.
Oh, my gosh. finishing up here with DJ Shockley, former Georgia quarterback, former Falcon quarterback. Shock, I think the one guy that we haven't talked about that a lot of Georgia and Falcons fans will be watching, our guy Bo Johnson was making the case this morning that you could see a Brock Bowers go at eight to the Falcons. I don't believe that, but I don't know. I've seen him mocked anywhere from 5 to 30, it seems like. What's the best landing spot for a guy like Brock Bowers, and you know, what kind of offense do you want to see a guy like him land in?
I'll be honest, man, this is a dude that can probably play in any offense because he's, you know, clarified as a tight end, but I saw Georgia use him in every way possible, from the backfield to the slot to the tight end to outside as a Z receiver. Like, this dude can play anywhere in an offense because of his athleticism and because of how hard he goes, you know, in practice. So you know this guy's going to be where he's supposed to be. I think he – you know, deserves to go to a place like the Chargers where you got a proven quarterback that you know can give him the football. But I'll be honest, wherever he goes, he's going to be a part of that offense. He's going to be a guy that they lean on, a guy that they say, all right, we got to find ways to get him the football. Now, the only knock on Brock is, you know, maybe he's not as physical as you want him as an inline blocker. But at the end of the day, you look up and, you know, you got a guy like Puka Nacua who was all over the place making plays, and you expect him to be that caliber of player. I think Brock can be whatever a team wants him to be, and I think he's shown that over the 3 years at the University of Georgia with his versatility, being able to line up everywhere. I mean, they literally gave him jet sweeps at times. So wherever you want to put him in his offense, he's going to make the best out of it, and he's going to make plays while doing it.
Comprehensive draft coverage from DJ Shockley. Thank you so much for joining us, Shock. We appreciate you. Have fun.
All right, y'all. Appreciate it. Y'all be good.
Thanks, Shock.
That was Fox 5 Atlanta sports director and former Dog, and he is an analyst on the sidelines for the Dogs and your Atlanta Falcons. DJ Shockley joining us here on the show. You can follow him on X at DJ.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.